the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from Jesus, who comes to us and walks with us today and always. Amen. Well, I spent some time this week following the advice that I've learned and shared frequently in my ministry, but haven't always followed myself, to be honest. I'm often saying, maybe you've heard me say it, especially in these terrible times and in really difficult times, I'm often saying, when you don't have the words, when we don't have the words, we fall back on the holy words of the church, the ancient prayers of the faithful, the lyrics of the hymns God's people have been singing for decades and even centuries, the litanies and greetings and call and responses that have carried us through, the holy words of the church, you know? Things like, the Lord be with you and also with you. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed, the response. God is good all the time. And of course, the response, all the time, God is good. And of course, when we don't have the words, of course, we fall back on the holy words of Scripture. This has been another tough week. This week we learned of Doug Porter's death, one of our own members. Doug just joined the congregation in January. He died from the many complications associated with Alzheimer's. And like so many in this terrible season of pandemic, Cecilia was not able to be with him physically at the end. We also learned that Patty Stringer's mother died too. Also, not related to the virus, but the whole situation is plagued by this physical distancing. Patty's a member of Bethlehem, has been walking a journey, a long journey, with her mother and her father in their declining health. Please pray for Cecilia and her family, and for Patty and her family, especially her father, in this time of deep grief. These are just two situations where words are hard to find. There are thousands more situations, especially in these days, and how we can be rendered wordless. Preachers, whose job it is to share words, feeling dry, feeling at a loss, feeling choked up. Did you know that the road to Emmaus is a windy downhill path? The road from Jerusalem down to Emmaus. It's downhill. And downhill walking, it can be a gift on one hand, I know that. But it's also hard on the knees, for one thing. It's not always the best thing, right, walking downhill. And for symbolic purposes, I think the imagery here is loaded that it's downhill. The disciples are spiraling downward. It's windy and it's down. They don't have the words. They're getting, or already are, overwhelmed with sadness and bad news. They had hoped. They had hoped. They had hoped. So anyway, back to me. I decided to follow the advice I've shared before, but don't always follow so well. I fell back into the story, back into the words of Scripture, this road to Emmaus text specifically. I've preached on this text many times. I've read it many times. I've riffed on it many more times. You'd think there would be something for me to say, but I was coming up wordless this week, spiraling down in a way, like the disciples in the wake and the waves of news. And our people, our family members, our friends, and all those we don't know who are suffering so much right now. So much pain out there, and so much pain in here, in my heart. So, one night this week, how does one fall back into the text? What does this mean? One night this week, I lit a candle down here in my little basement cave. I poured myself a little scotch. And I just started handwriting out this long gospel text from Luke, chapter 24. By the way, if that sounds at all like a life-giving activity, I encourage, strongly encourage you to do the same with this text or any of our lessons from Scripture. Don't do it if it feels like a mindless punishment, like writing on the chalkboard the same thing over and over. But if this feels life-giving in any way for you, do it. There is just something that happens when we fall back into the text, into the holy words. When we dive deeper than just a quick read. True confessions here. There are some Sundays in my preparations in ministry that I only read over that text once or twice. Just to get it in my head. What's the text again today? Oh yeah, it's Road to Emmaus. I know this. Maybe you longtime Christians do the same thing when familiar texts come up. Oh yeah, here we go again with the Easter story. I know this already. We don't always and deeply dwell in the Word, do we? At least I know I don't. There's bills to pay. There's people to call. There's kids to feed. There's Zoom meetings to make and on, especially in this period of descending chaos. Well, here's what jumped out at me in my writing out Luke 24. That was a long walk. Here's what jumped out at me in my writing out Luke 24, verse 13 to 35. In my attempt here at dwelling in the Word. What jumped out is there's this interesting dynamic in the movement or lack of movement of the two disciples versus Jesus. The only movement the disciples are doing is downward, yes, as they move to Emmaus. But what I noticed is also a certain paralysis. There's that movement at the beginning. There's that moment at the beginning where it says the disciples, quote, stood still, looking sad. That struck me. It was like they were stuck in their pain, in their grief, in their despair, in the draining of hope. They were stuck. The only direction they could go was down, which isn't always the healthy direction, right? Like even literally, it's hard on your knees. It's not the best way to go. 7 miles down was this journey. Paralysis means a loss, literally a loosening of power and ability from performing regular functions. There is a certain paralysis on the disciples' part. Does it sound familiar? Paralysis? A loosening of power and ability from performing regular functions? People are beating themselves up all over the place right now for not being able to perform regular functions these days. Maybe you're feeling like that. Confused, like, why can't we take advantage of this time, this downtime? Why is the house in disarray when we're in it so much? Why can't I get those projects or make those phone calls or update those records or whatever? Why am I wanting to curl up and pull the covers over my head? Sleep late every day. Paralysis? A loosening of power to do regular stuff. How we had hoped, too. How we had hoped would be back by now. Recovering soon. Up and at 'em. How we had hoped Jesus was the one who would redeem Israel. And then, back into the text, even after the 7-mile walk with the risen Lord, opening the scriptures to them, journeying with them all along the downward path, they were still stuck that evening, crashing for the night, closing up shop, you might say. Maybe there was a little light that was shed that day by this stranger who's walking with them, but now, sundowners, they're lost, confused, scared, paralyzed all over again. Jesus was ready to go on the other hand. Always moving. That's a theme, by the way, in the whole Gospel of Luke. Jesus is the opposite of paralysis. It's a stark contrast. That's really what jumped out at me in the writing out, in the dwelling, in the scripture this week. It's procession versus paralysis in this text. Jesus is always in procession. This text begins with Jesus moving also. Action verbs like coming close and walking along. That's how he's introduced in this text. And then he's ready to keep going at the end of the day, even through the night. So here's the gold mine, friends in Christ. Here's the gospel at the center of all this, this rich story. At the bottom of the hill, Emmaus, when the day is done, the disciples ask Jesus to stay with them in their paralysis, in their stuckness, in their fear, in their not seeing, in the absence of hope, in their sorrow and confusion and anxiety about what the future holds. They plead with Jesus. It's like it's the only energy or strength they have left. It's all they've got. It's just a little energy to urge him. The text says, "Stay with us," they say. So he went in to stay with them. That's at the heart here. Precisely when we've got nothing, Christ comes through the door and stays with us. Precisely when we're at the bottom, out of answers, out of words, out of hope, out of joy, out of peace, even out of faith, I got nothing left. That's exactly when Jesus stops the procession for a moment and stays with us, abides with us. And then in the breaking of the bread, they see. Their eyes are opened. Our eyes are opened in the physical being together and the physical eating together and the physical praying together at the table. And I'll just add the physical singing together. How I miss you all. How I miss our being together in body. In the breaking of the bread, their eyes, our eyes are opened. Suddenly, they realize, oh, wait a minute. Wasn't he with us all along? Through all our paralysis? Through every step of our decline to Emmaus? When we crashed, wasn't he there? When we couldn't go on? He was there all along, opening the scriptures, walking beside, never leaving. And then, right in that moment when he vanishes, I love this. They're okay with that. You might think that they ought to crash all over again. Like, they've been without, they're longing so much, and then suddenly they see that it's Jesus. It's like they lost Jesus all over again when he vanishes. But it's the remembering that powers them, that fuels them. The remembering, the putting it all back together. Wait a minute. Weren't our hearts burning? It's this revisioning. And it doesn't just lift their spirits, make them kind of feel warm and cozy for a moment. It sends them back out that same hour. Never caught that before. That same hour, as soon as they realize all this, Christ breaks the bread. Suddenly they realize. And that same hour, it says, they went back to Jerusalem, all the way back uphill. The moment they recognized him that night at the table, they got up and went back up the hill to Jerusalem through the night. That's Christ's resurrection procession, as opposed to this despairing paralysis. That's what Christ does for us too, friends. Christ is with us in every step, in every crash, through all our confusion and fear and anxiety and heartache. Christ is with us. Christ is with you. And so, our paralysis is cleared too, because of Christ. Even through the night of pain and pandemic, even through the loss of words, even death itself, even 7 miles down, through Christ, we can now, you can now process up hills to go and tell the others, to share our bread, to love our neighbors, and now to descend with them like Christ has descended with us. This is most certainly true. Alleluia. Amen.
At Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical?
That was terrible.
To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.
Woo!